coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president campaigns for his former Secretary of State. Stumping for fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton, his former Secretary of State, U.S. President Barack Obama called her Republican rival Donald Trump a con artist, temperamentally unfit to be president. Slata Chahot has more for VOA.
Speaking at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, Obama acknowledged Americans' frustration with the ugliness of the current presidential campaign.
I want you to push away the noise for a second and just focus on the choice you face in this election.
Obama told voters if they think clearly, their choice can only be Clinton. He portrayed Trump as a shady business dealer, lacking compassion for disadvantaged Americans and lacking qualifications to lead a democratic country. Trump, for his part, took a hit at Obama and promised to dismantle his legacy if elected.
And the last thing we need is another 4 years of Obama. It's the last thing.
Zlati Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
Trump and Clinton are concentrating their efforts on North Carolina and Florida today, two states seen by both campaigns as vital to winning the November 8th election. Trump has four rallies scheduled along the East Coast, beginning in the northern Florida city of Jacksonville before heading to a stop in eastern Pennsylvania, finally finishing out the day with two stops in North Carolina. Clinton, meanwhile, has two rallies scheduled in North Carolina, the first in Greenville, followed by another in nearby Raleigh. President Obama is campaigning on Clinton's behalf in Florida. He is now speaking. He also has a stop planned for early morning in Miami, another in Jacksonville. This is VOA. The shadowy leader of the